The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Conversaciones honestas sobre lo que sentimos, callamos, y estamos aprendiendo a soltar. Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Today I want to talk about something that I feel does not get talked about enough, and that is figuring things out, especially as a first generation Latina. All right, so I just want to say and emphasize that I feel like not a lot of people know what they're doing when it comes to starting something new. I feel like everyone needs a little bit of guidance. And now I want you guys to imagine yourselves in a new environment, like no blueprint, no map, no checklist, no guidance, no one's there. It's just you by yourself. And I want you guys to try and figure out how to get home. Like, let's say you're like lost somewhere, you're in the middle of a desert or something, and you have no way of just getting out of it, of getting out of the situation without like just figuring it out, right? I feel like that is the best way to describe what it was like to start college as a first generation and how difficult it was to navigate. I think that it's harder because you don't really have somebody who sits with you or like explains to you what a syllabus is or like what you're supposed to do with it or how to plan your schedule so you're not collapsing and just drained by midterms. I remember when I first started college, like my first semester, I was so like exhausted because I was taking such, there's really no way to, for the nursing majors, you're supposed to take anatomy first and then physiology second, that like for your second semester. And I don't know why I was in the lucky few that took physiology first semester with organic chemistry and I think a couple other classes. And I was so overwhelmed. Oh my goodness. O-Chem is so hard. Like, it's genuinely really hard. So, I mean, fresh out of high school, starting college and taking these really difficult classes was not easy. And I remember feeling like, what in the world am I doing? And people talking about prereqs and credits and working at hospitals and stuff, and I was like, wait, what are you, how did you guys even get there? I'm so confused. And it's not like we're not capable of doing what we were meant to do. It's more just learning about the system while we try and succeed. Does that make sense? We're still trying to figure out like this college routine and this college lifestyle, and it's fine. Like, we will get there. Even if we feel a little behind, everything will fall into place. So I feel like when you're first generation, you don't really have somebody to like guide you through these things and look up to in a sense. And you can't really just go home and say, hey mom, like, what is this? Because she might not even know what you're talking about. So it's all just asking around, Googling it, or low-key just guessing. Hopefully you like, and like, you're just like, okay girl, let's hope like I'm not sounding like ridiculous right now. And that wasn't like the only thing you had to carry. Like, on top of that, you're having to carry your family and you have to guide your family. You're the role model for your younger siblings. Like, you have to make sure that you can figure things out to still make sure you're there for them. And you need to make sure that, for me at least, my parents immigrated over here and they've worked so hard. They started with nothing and just, they've made such a great, amazing life for themselves. And I think that when I start school or like when I start something new or just in general, my whole life, I have known that I need to carry their sacrifices and their hard work and their belief in me. And that's so beautiful. Like, I feel like it's amazing. Like, I want to make sure that I make them proud, but it's also a lot for one person. It's really heavy. Sometimes I feel like I'm not just getting a degree. I'm translating an entire world for my family while trying to survive it myself. And that's a lot. Now, let's talk about something very real, just like figuring things out all alone, but a work-life school balance. That, my friends, is very, very difficult because for a lot of us, working isn't an option. We have bills, we help at home, we need gas money, groceries, life. And especially in programs like nursing, clinical schedules are super intense starting your sophomore too. And you have either early mornings or you have long nights and long hours. And it's not like everybody else is going to stop what they're doing because you just feel like you can't, if that makes sense. Like, you have those heavy days and you're still having to persevere and push through to get it done. And then on top of that, after you have had all those long hours, after you had a patient almost punch you in the face, you still are expected to study, to do your homework, to submit things, to go and buy more stuff for school. Like, I'm telling you guys, it's a lot. Nursing school is a lot. And I used to think if I could just manage my time better, like, everything would be fine. But it's not really. I've come to realize that it wasn't really about managing my time, but it was about managing my energy. And that, like, kind of changed my perspective. You can technically fit work, class, studying, family time, and sleep into 1 week. But your body, your brain, they feel it. I've definitely scheduled way too many shifts before, picked up shifts when I should just have let them find somebody else, felt guilty for, you know, protecting my school schedule because I didn't want to be a burden to anybody else. I have felt guilty protecting my work schedule from school because I needed to pay my bills. I had other things to pay. I feel like I still kind of struggle with that now, but not as much. And then on top of just work itself and doing all the things, I still, like I said before, have my family. And I feel like when you've scheduled so much and you just are just exhausted, I feel when you are doing everything by yourself for the first time, when you get home, your family doesn't really understand the intensity of it all. Like, especially clinicals. To them, you're just in school, you know, taking notes, but it's really just not that. Like, they don't see all of the care plans, the exams, the mental loads, the, like, stress of nurses not wanting you or not even being able to learn because nurses just can't take you. They're so busy, and it's a lot. And if you're a Latina, like I am, there are so many expectations for you to just show up whenever anybody needs it, to be present, to be helpful, and to be available to anyone and everyone. And having to say, like, I just can't, I have to wake up early tomorrow, it feels very selfish. But what can you do, you know? Like, you just have to push through. Okay, so I feel like that feels really selfish, but at the same time, like, you know, there's not much you can do. So I, like, feel now that I have more of a of that boundary set where it's like, I can't, I have school and people are just gonna have to deal with it. And let's be honest, imposter syndrome is so real. Like walking into clinical, like, do I even belong here? Like comparing yourself to other students who don't have to work or seem so confident, like you just feel so not a, like you just feel like what you want was not meant for you and that you should not be here. You should be somewhere else. But here's what I'm learning. Confidence comes after repetition, not before. Like you're growing into it. And I think that the biggest thing I'm unlearning is what success is supposed to look like. I used to think that having that perfect balance, the straight A's, never falling behind, never struggling, was what success was. But that's not real life. Sometimes success is literally just not giving up. It's just not quitting on what you're doing. Sometimes it's emailing your professor, even though you're scared, going to their office hours. Sometimes it's dropping a work shift so that you can sleep before you go to your clinical and having to write all of those care plans. And then sometimes it's literally just crying, resetting, and trying again the next day. Because like Carol G says, mañana será bonito. So, and I want to say this, like if you feel like you're just figuring it out as you go, that doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're adapting to your new situation, to your environment. First generation students become problem solvers. We become more resourceful. We learn how to advocate for ourselves because we have to, because we have no one else to do it for us. We have to stand up for ourselves. We have to find those groups and find those people that can help guide you. Because we don't have the blueprint. We just build resilience instead. And yeah, like I feel when you grow, it can feel lonely sometimes. You might just outgrow the people that you've been with. You might feel misunderstood. You might feel tired of always being the strong one. But you're allowed to grow. You're allowed to take up space. You're allowed to struggle, and you're still going to succeed. I feel like many people just think that success is just being this perfect human who just doesn't fail. And I think that a lot of people can grow and learn more from their failures because, you know, failures are things you can learn from and grow from and understand and be like, okay, I did this time, so I'm not going to do that next time. Like, for example, you go in too cocky for a test and you're like, oh, I don't need to study. I can study just one day before and you don't do as well. You're like, okay, girl, I know that this didn't work for me. Now I'm going to study a week in advance and just make sure I take everything section by section so that by the time the exam comes, I'm ready, I am set. So if you are listening to this and you're in the middle of trying to figure things out, I want you to know that I'm proud of you and I see you. I understand and you're not alone. Seriously, you're not behind. You're becoming, you're learning new things. And that process, it is messy and it feels so overwhelming. But when you come out the other side, you feel so strong. You feel strong as hell. You're like, damn, like I did that and I'll do it again because you're resilient. You've built all of this strength, this like solid belief and in yourself and that you know you're going to do better things and great things. And I just want you to know that I see you and I feel you and you got this. So that's all I have for you today. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.